Radio News Corps report.
On July 30th, 2004, Radio News Corps made available an audio report on the establishment of a tribunal to prosecute former Khmer Rouge leaders. That report set out the arrangements for the establishment of the Khmer Rouge tribunal, the structure, and the main legal flaws surrounding it.
Now we present the main developments having taken place in the
United Nations and Cambodia agreed on December 10, 2004, on a $56 million budget for a special court to try aging leaders of the Khmer Rouge regime, responsible for killing hundreds of thousands of civilians in the country during the 1970s.
The talks between a six-member UN team and the government wrapped up in the capital, Phnom Penh, with agreement also on the services and infrastructure for the two extraordinary chambers.
One court will conduct trials, and the other will hear appeals within the existing Cambodian justice system.
In May of 2003, the General Assembly authorized the UN to help Cambodia set up and run the court to prosecute those most responsible for crimes and serious violations of Cambodian and international law between April 17, 1975 and January 6, 1979.
Secretary General Kofi Annan has said that voluntary financing for the tribunals is over the 3 years of the court's operation, and that actual receipt of funding for at least the first year must be in place before the courts can begin their work.
The UN team, which arrived in Cambodia on December 8, 2004, will brief officials in New York on the budgetary talks.
Previously, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan had reiterated that UN approval of the agreement on the trials will depend on whether sufficient money is in place to fund the staffing and operations of the extraordinary chambers for the trials for a sustained period of time.
Craig Edgerton is vice to the Documentation Center of Cambodia in Phnom Penh, and who has served as program manager for Yale University's Cambodian Genocide Program, comments on the latest developments in Cambodia's domestic politics and how they affect the definite establishment of the tribunal.
On the domestic political front in Cambodia, the new government was formed in July, following a year-long political stalemate after the July 2003 national elections. The new government reprises the coalition between the Cambodian People's Party and the Royalist Hussein Tech Party that ruled during the two previous mandates.
In October, Cambodians experienced a political earthquake of sorts when the revered King Norodom Sihanouk abdicated the throne in favor of his son, Norodom Sihanouk. After 60 years with Sihanouk at the center of Cambodia's political life, that was taken to Easter.
However, the impact of these events on progress towards a Khmer Rouge tribunal is minimal, with the exception that as part of the process of forming the new coalition government, Prime Minister Hun Sen managed to dramatically marginalize the faction of his party that has pursued a consistently obstructionist policy towards the tribunal.
In terms of the tribunal itself, Edgerton explains that significant developments have taken place during this year. The chief summarized as follows.
March 31st, the UN provides preliminary cost estimates for the tribunal to a group of interested states.
In New York, the group of interested states began detailed discussions with the UN on the proposed tribunal budget.
May 20th, Switzerland and Australia announced their intention to provide funds for the tribunal.
June 11th, Sweden announced it will contribute funding to the tribunal.
July 1st, Cambodia's Council of Ministers and the Supreme Council of the Magistracy released two lists of Cambodian candidates for tribunal judges, about 30 people. 18 will be needed to staff the tribunal.
On the 8th, an international group of legal experts completed a draft of the rules of procedure and rules of evidence for the tribunal and turned it over to the government.
September 16th, a two-week training course in international law began in Phnom Penh for 30 Cambodian candidate tribunal judges.
September 23rd, the U.S. Senate adopted language from the House prohibiting U.S. funding to the tribunal.
As regards this matter, on September 16th, Senator Mitch McConnell introduced S-2812, fiscal year 2005 Foreign Operations Appropriations Bill.
This measure contained language prohibiting U.S. support for a Khmer Rouge tribunal. And curiously, also requests that the government report on any Chinese attempts to back the tribunal.
The committee again prohibits funding to any Khmer Rouge tribunal established by the government of Cambodia and directs the State Department to report within 90 days of enactment. effect on the activities, if any, of the People's Republic of China to delay or derail such a tribunal.
The companion measure in the House, H.R. 4818, adopted on September 23, 2004, contains similar language prohibiting any U.S. support for the Khmer Rouge Tribunal.
Section 5054, subsection E, none of the funds appropriated or otherwise made available by this Act may be used to provide assistance to any tribunal established by the government of Cambodia.
September 27th, Justin Harrell resigned as coordinator of UN assistance to the Khmer Rouge Tribunal, UNAKRT.
October 4th, the Cambodian National Assembly adopted the UN Tribunal Agreement, and the next day adopted 23 amendments to the 2001 Tribunal Law. Those amendments had been recommended by the UN.
October 13th, the Cambodian government distributed 16,000 copies of a glossy Khmer language brochure to the public, explaining what the people can expect from the tribunal.
October 27th, Cambodia formally promulgated the UN Tribunal Agreement.
November 4th, Prime Minister Hun Sen wrote to the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, informing him that the legal procedures for the tribunal are in place, and that the ball is in the UN's court on the funding on the court.
November 5th, France announced that it will contribute funds to the tribunal.
November 12th, Kofi Annan released a report on the Khmer Rouge Tribunal, outlining projected costs and an implementation plan.
November 15th, 21 Cambodian NGOs issued a letter to the donor community, calling for financial support for the tribunal.
However, some challenging hurdles remain. Perhaps the foremost challenge during the last month has been the question of funding. The UN estimates the total 3-year cost of the Khmer Rouge Tribunal at $57 million, or $19 million per year.
The UN delegation that arrived in Cambodia on December 8, 2004, aimed at finalizing the budget and discussing the security arrangements.
The UN team was led by the newly appointed coordinator of UN assistance to the Khmer Rouge Tribunal, Mohammed Saeed, replacing Justin Harrell, who signed in September.
The consolidated budget of $56.3 million was agreed upon, in which the Cambodian government is responsible for $13 million.
The government has informed the donor community that it needs assistance in raising this portion of the funding. The remainder of the total will have to be secured through contributions to a UN trust fund. Those that process which has been informed do not seem to be proceeding very well, with only about $6 million pledged so far.
As of mid-November 2004, Australia had pledged $2.1 million against the entire 3-year cost. France had offered $1 million for the first year, and Japan $3 million for the first year.
United Nations assistance to the Khmer Rouge Trial Coordinator says that Kofi Annan will be launching a formal appeal for contributions to trust funds.
At the same time, he may also solicit nominations to the international slots for the tribunal.
For reasons of cost savings, security considerations, and suitability of the premises, the government proposed changing the previously agreed venue for the trial.
Courtrooms were to have been seated at Chuck Clark Theater and the administrative offices at the National Cultural Center, both in the center of Phnom Penh.
The government suggested earlier this month moving both the chambers and the administrative offices to a newly constructed military base some 10 kilometers outside the capital. The UN delegation inspected the newly proposed premises and agreed to this change of venue.
For further information on the establishment of a tribunal to prosecute Khmer Rouge leaders, you may listen to Radio Nisko's report on the Khmer Rouge Tribunal, dated July 30, 2004.
This report comprises the chronology of negotiations, a brief explanation of the nature of the tribunal to be established, and the main legal flaws of the agreement reached between the UN and the government of Cambodia, as identified by human rights organizations.
This information has been provided by the UN News Service and Craig Hutchison, advisor to the Documentation Center of Cambodia in Phnom Penh, and former program manager of Yale University's Cambodian Genocide Program. It has been produced with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on December 28, 2004.
We've been listening to Radio Nisko. Thank you.